Basil laid an elbow on top of the wall and swung a massive leg up so he was sitting astride it. He found himself looking down into a white duracrete trough, about 5 meters deep and just wide enough for 2 speeders to pass in opposite directions. At one end, the trough vanished into the tunnel that led down to the south side speeder hangars. The Durasteel gate to this entrance was wide open, while a small dome-shaped Lovelall cleaning droid polished the threshold. Standing just outside that gate, next to an armored luxury speeder bearing the crest of the Imperial Remnant, were Jaina Solo and Jagged Fell. Head of State Fell wore a formal dress uniform with the tunic collar still fastened. Jaina was in a purple day dress styled just enough like a Jedi robe to make the lightsaber hanging from its belt look appropriate. They were wrapped in each other's arms, kissing and paying no attention to anyone else. The fur on Yakiel's neck stood on end, and her hand drifted toward her lightsaber again. Basil knew his plan to get her safely inside the temple had just run into a serious problem. He leaned close to Yakiel's ear and rumbled that Jaina and her friend were only interested in each other. Basil and Yakiel should just hop down, excuse themselves, and continue into the temple. Yakiel shook her head.
"What's that cleaning droid doing there?"
she whispered.
"Something's not right."
Basil cursed under his breath, then explained that Jaina had probably been out with Head of State Fell having a late lunch or early dinner somewhere.
"Basil, they're not people,"
Yakiel hissed.
"You have to remember that."
Basil nodded and assured her that he would try. Jaina must have sensed them watching, because she suddenly opened her eyes and peered up at them over Head of State Fell's shoulder. Instead of breaking off the kiss, she lifted a hand and fluttered her fingers at them. It was a casual wave, such as anyone might give in a similar position. But Basil was beginning to see Yakiel's point. With Han and Leia behind them, and Jaina blocking their access to the temple, the Solos had them in a perfect trap. Could it really be just coincidence? Jaina must have sensed his confusion, because she pulled away from her companion and motioned them down.
"Sorry,"
she called. There was an uncharacteristic flush to her cheeks, subtle, but distinct enough for Basil to notice.
"You're not interrupting anything, really."
Now Head of State Fell turned as well, his cheeks showing the same uncharacteristic flush, and Basil's heart jumped into his throat. He couldn't imagine what had ever made him doubt Yakiel's judgment. She was a Bothan, after all, and Bothans understood treachery a lot better than Ramoans.
"Please, don't let us hold you up,"
called the being who looked like Head of State Fell.
"I was just leaving."
Yakiel seemed frozen in indecision, so Basil forced a smile and replied that it was no problem. They were in no hurry. He put a little force energy into the words, but apparently the ability to tell a good lie could not get them out of everything. The being who was impersonating Jaina frowned and started to step around the car toward them, and Not Fell leaned into the open door to say something to his driver. Basil hazarded the opinion that they might have walked into an ambush.
"Might have!"
Yakiel snapped her lightsaber off her belt and turned back toward the Rutilo hedge.
"Let's get out of—"
Yakiel let the sentence trail off, as a pair of beings who looked a lot like Han and Leia Solo came pushing through the hedge. They did not have the same flush Basil had seen in the cheeks of Jaina and Head of State Fell, but he knew they couldn't be the real Solos, because Han didn't have the ability to force jump, and that meant he could not enter the temple by this entrance. Besides, Basil's danger sense was going wild, and both Solos were holding something behind their backs, and he knew the real Han and Leia would never harm him or Yakiel.